Well, God bless you, Deaconess Atoya. Thank you for the seed of $42. It's a season where the Lord says discipline is going to be the key. Management is going to be the key. Structure is going to be the key. For the Lord says you must be sensitive to the feelings of people also in your life in this season. It seems like around the 25th, it's going to be a good day to start some kind of a new work project or even some kind of a diet or exercise program as well. For the Spirit says unto thee, Deaconess Latoya, that you're going to begin to see that for the next 12 months, that it shall be a time. Okay, the Lord says happy birthday. The Lord says happy birthday. You're going to see that for the next 12 months, it's going to be a time of hard working where you could be a little bit moody, so you must guard that. Your talents are going to be recognized. People are going to admire you because you're such a diligent and a hard worker. God says make the year of 2014 through 2015, next year this time, he says make it a year of study and intellectual growth. Also, the Lord says protect your lungs and your shoulders between now and your next birthday. And that is going to be very, very important for you, woman of God, that you do that, that you protect those parts of your body. It's going to be key to you. Guard your emotions in this season. Don't become quick to anger. Slow to anger and quick to patience. Get your mind out of the past. You're thinking a lot about the past. Don't dwell on mistakes or regrets. Instead, focus on planning a brighter future for yourself. And God says, do that between now and even the end of September. You're going to be real busy. I'm seeing you making calls and learning and errands and short trips. Seems like neighbors and relatives could be a little bit difficult or expect too much from you. So just begin to set balance and some kind of a boundaries. You're going to begin to find, woman of God, that between now and around about the second week of September, you're going to be able to effectively discuss issues that affect you. And you're going to call attention to your qualities and your talents and your gifts. For many will seek thee out in this season. God also says pay attention because he's going to be speaking to you a lot. Pay attention to any flashes of insights that you receive, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord says don't make life-changing decisions even around the 25th, but stay focused because you lack vital information. So guard things in that season. The Lord says let your prayer be for the balance of this month, your affirmation be, that instead of calling attention to other people's faults, the Lord says just praise their good traits. That's going to be very key. Instead of calling attention to other people's flaws, the Lord says, turn it around and praise their good traits. And that's going to be key. And you're going to understand that at a greater degree. You're going to do some more traveling. Your creative anointing is growing. It seems like be mindful not to place too much trust in some kind of a young person, something of that nature. They're presenting something to you, but they are deceptive. They are deceptive. So use wisdom in that. This is a season where your creative ideas is going to really begin to be flowing. And God says begin to know that now is a time to really show forth your gifts and your talents, because God says you're about to become busy and you're going to need an assistant. Bless you, Deaconess Latoya. Deaconess Latoya.
Well, she's about to get her miracle dealing with certain things, even with this job thing that's going to switch over for her. But she needs to go ahead and look at this other school that she's looking for.
Let's see if we can get her into the call queue. Deaconess Latoya. Her line is open. Deaconess Atoya, you're hearing Prophet Elijah.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Prophet Elijah.
Well, I was just saying certain miracles are going to open back up for you. Although they seem like they were closed, certain things weren't going as though they were. Not only that, but there's some things even with schooling, and you've been looking and thinking about getting back into certain things in schooling. Go ahead and do that, but find the right school that is a little bit closer to home, because that was one of the questions that you were looking for. But God said he's going to make sure that this miracle is going to happen for you, and you're going to see this turnaround happen. Bishop, I don't know if you have something to say to her also.
And Prophet Albert, what is the word of the Lord to Prophetess Deaconess Latoya Salmon, who documented her $42 fee?
God bless you, Deaconess Latoya. I just hear God saying you're going to begin to pinpoint some right resources that is going to bless you and bring you much wealth, and it's going to help and assist you in the area of education that you are seeking or desiring to move into. And yet the education is going to give you some greater knowledge and bring forth more creative ideas that will manifest more and greater amounts of wealth. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Deaconess Latoya. I hear the word of the Lord saying you're going to be making money in your sleep.
Yeah.
Father God says make sure you take time for prayer and meditation every day. Father God says even set aside time in the morning and the evening. For Father God says new order, new structure, divine order, divine structure in this season. So things are getting quite busy quickly. Yet Father God says you are the woman for the assignment. Father God says you are anointed and you are appointed in this season. Father God says grow not weary in your well-doing, for Father God says he's not forgotten you. Now, woman of God, I do see, I don't know if you're doing this right now. Father God says get your planner out. I see three planners, one planner for personal use, one planner for business, and one planner for social, for there will be some social events. And I do hear Father God saying pack your suitcase for travel. There will be some traveling. And woman of God, I just hear Father God saying physical fitness. But Father God says there are going to be some things that are going to get you on the road. I don't just see you walking. I see you very physically fit and active. So Father God says this is just seeing a lot of weight, excess weight is coming up. Not just physical weight. I just hear Father God saying he's dealing with some things in your emotions. He's dealing with some things in your psyche. And I just hear Father God saying, this time next year, you're not going to know yourself. I hear Father God saying, you're being groomed. God says again, be mindful who's in your ears in this season. Guard your ears, guard your heart. Father God says, study to show yourself approved, because Father God says he's calling you to a new assignment to develop you and grow you for the next assignment. And that is the word of the Lord.